His high-stakes visit to Israel over, President Biden called Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi from his office aboard Air Force One. In what the US leader called a blunt negotiation, he told reporters on his plane that he had succeeded in securing a commitment to get 20 truckloads of urgently needed aid into Gaza.
He agreed that what he would do is open the gate to let up to 20 trucks through, not to allow a lot of people out, but to open it up for this purpose.
For humanitarian assistance.
For the humanitarian, for the trucks to be able to get through.
But with 2 million people in Gaza, he knows 20 trucks cannot possibly satiate the territory's urgent needs. And as he noted there, the crossing is not being opened to allow refugees fleeing Israel's bombardment to leave. President Biden is now back in Washington, preparing to address the American people tonight. He's expected to urge Congress to provide fresh support for both Israel and Ukraine, as the president's re-election image makers project him as a wartime leader on two fronts.